Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A radio home, anyway. Maybe a streaming home. A home full of all kinds of social media connections, including that exciting new thing we announced this week, Jay. Hooray for our new social media handle, at Good Day Networks. Got it.
Everything.
Everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. It's the 18th of August, Friday. Believe it or not, the end of the month, middle of the month, has been achieved. We have gotten to the middle of this month already. The end can't be far away. Okay, well, let's not celebrate that too much. What you need to know, sort of a commentary or some opinion items after the stories of the day, the things that we can discover that'll be the best conversational piece. It may not be that we all agree on this stuff. I think it's important not to agree, frankly, because we need to know how to think. T-H-I-N-K, to think. Dolly Parton said, think about this. We can't just hope for a brighter day. We have to work for a brighter day. Love too often gets buried in a world of hurt and fear, and we have to work to dig it out so we can share it with our family, our friends, and our neighbors. Very prolific, very intelligent. Did she go to, like, she's not formally educated, I don't think, is she?
I cannot recall.
I don't think she is. Sometimes that, there's more said, and sometimes there's more expected from what we call a post-high school degree. Right, a graduate degree then would be a master's degree.
Well, she got into entertainment at a young age.
She was 18.
I think
it was no earlier than that, like 13 or something. She sang in a choir.
I thought she was like 10.
Was she? Okay.
I thought she was 10 when she first started kind of getting into it. And I think that more nowadays, people who are child actors or child entertainers will continue with education where back then I don't think they did.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, this week we've had a lot of things going on. Back to school for some people. Have you got a school calendar handy by? Do you know your son is too young to go to school, right? He's going to be involved probably in some preschool activities. Do you believe in that, or do you want to school him at home? How do you bring back along just the everyday attention?
Oh, I believe in both. Yeah, I believe in both. I think it's just, it depends on the family dynamic and what's best for each family unit. But I know a lot of people that send their children to preschool, whether it's public or private. A lot of people who do their own homeschooling for preschool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's see what we can do with what we have to work with, shall we? What do we have to work with? We have to work the story of a Kansas girl who's 8 years old, dying after being hit by a school bus while she's on the side of the road waiting for her own school bus.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? 8 years old, outside of her home. Her name was Harmony Harper, waiting in Wichita. This was the other day. She went between two cars and was hit by a bus on the way to, well, she was waiting there on the way to the stop. How do they do that? At bus stops these days, I remember I've told the story many times about being in the bus business when I, 1971 to 1983.
Mm-hmm.
I had about 400 school buses that I ran here around eastern central Massachusetts. I had a bus company that operated, the commercial bus company, carrying passengers from Boston to Worcester. We had the express service from Framingham to Boston. We ran the airport buses, and it was the liability, and this is because the reason I'm telling you the story is because what happens in these circumstances where you have to hire people sometimes, especially today when people don't seem to want to drive school buses. In my community, we have 70 school bus routes and only 57 drivers. so there are people who are not going to have school transportation. We give more than is necessary, and if you want to pay for it, you can. But normally it's 2 miles from the school. If you live further than that away, you're entitled to free transportation. You want something, if you're closer, you got to pay for it. But we don't have enough drivers here, and I've looked around, and most every community as school gets started, there are huge signs outside the bus lot, drivers wanted.
No, yes.
Benefits,
yeah.
Signing bonus, you know, that kind of stuff, paying $30 an hour to drive a school. When I was in the school was busy, they were paying them $6 an hour. And that was considered sometimes, wow, what are you paying them so much for? And so there are a lot of distractions. I say this is a different sort of side to the story. You're driving a school bus, and if you're alone in the bus, children today do not well, at least in my community. I know that because I've talked with people in the school system, people on the school board. Why don't they do something about it? Why are children so out of control? Why do they feel entitled to be able to spit on the bus or beat up kids on the bus and the driver?
Well, think about what their home life must be like. They've learned it somewhere.
It. Yep, exactly. Yeah. So what are we doing? Why do we make it so easy for them? I guess that's another question here. Anyway, this poor young lady passing away. So there's a GoFundMe page set up by the Wichita Eagle. The family has collected, I think, $13,000 to help the family cover the funeral expenses. What a horrible epitaph.
Uh-huh.
Right, fourth grade.
Just, no parent should ever have to bury their child. And
Nope. All right. And hug your children, hug your grandchildren a little bit more, hold them close to you. Here's a what would you do sort of a question. His father has murdered the driver who struck and killed his son. North Carolina father accused of shooting a truck driver after the driver ran over his 17-year-old son and killed him. Father's name is Chad Woods, arrested on charges of second-degree murder, connection with the death of his son. Oh, no, well, the death of his son and the death of the driver of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
They were walking home, just walking along the road. Their car had become disabled, so they were walking back to the house, and the truck, driven by this guy, Jeffrey McKay, struck the boy dead at the scene. Investigators say the father called 911, reported the crash, and then he pulled out a gun and just shot McKay.
Mm-hmm.
Then he threw the gun in the woods. What the...
I wonder if he will... if his lawyer will get, what is it called? Not temporary insanity, but...
close to that.
Being so distraught, the instant death of his child.
Yeah. That won't hold water. I mean, you don't do that. You have to have control. If everybody did...
If you have a gun, you need to have control.
Right.
But
if you took it out, if everybody took out on the perpetrator of something like this... If everybody did something like that, it would be, it's like, everything would be out of control because there are all kinds of things going on all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that was what it was in the Wild Wild West, and there's a reason that they did away with a lot of that lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. And then I guess I ask the question again, what would you do if it was you? I don't know that I want to post that on social media, but I guess it's a kind of rhetorical question, isn't it? When you get right down to brass tacks, it's a question that we hope we never have to answer, frankly. Here's on the family side of things, what would you do or what would you think kind of a question. There is a brother and sister who were adopted, and now they've learned that they're biologically related. They were two different adoptive experiences, if you will. Brother and sister adopted into the same family as babies, discovering that they are actually siblings. They didn't know that. And now they're 22 and 19 years old, respectively, adopted by this couple in the early 2000s. They decided to learn more about their family history through DNA testing. And whoops, Wow. How about what are the chances?
Yeah,
that sort of thing happening,
a
right?
A year and a half apart, winding up in the same family.
Wow. Is that a miracle? Is that the way it's supposed to be? See, there are a lot of things in life that we can't really explain away.
That's
we don't
what
really know
to
what.
For them.
Synchronicity, you know, that kind
fate.
Of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. They had a special reunion with the people who found them. I just think that that's amazing.
The daughter, Victoria, who goes by Vicky, she was actually found in a bathroom stall at a medical center. And then she ended up being adopted. And I'm not sure about her brother, but oh, my goodness.
Yep. It is. Put yourself in that position.
The odds.
There's a pilot of a flight. The flight was on its way to Chile from Miami, made an emergency landing, pilot experienced a medical event, and then died. I'd like to be on a plane. Pilot dies mid-trip.
Well,
it's happened before.
I'm thankful that that's why there's two.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that's why there's a lot of talk about eliminating the second pilot and only having one in a plane. So what happens if you can't have that. There are a lot of people who think we ought to eliminate pilots altogether with artificial intelligence. Let the plane fly itself. We'll start it like a drone, right? Who's going to ride on that plane?
Aren't they looking to do some of that kind of like in a helicopter kind of way?
Yeah.
Or air taxis?
Uh-uh.
No, thank you.
Thanks a lot, but I'll stay home or I'll swim. we'll swim our way. Don't do that. If you're going to Las Vegas to enjoy the two free nights that you've won by calling 800-419-DOUG, make sure there's a pilot on both sides, a pilot and a co-pilot. I remember when there were three. There was an engineer, and there was a pilot, and there was a co-pilot. That had to do, and then they did away with the engineer job. I don't want to be distracted from giving you the number to call for two free nights in Las Vegas. Dial it up now. Operators are standing by, as they say. 800-419-3684. Two nights free.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, August 18th, Friday, on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Olivia Wilde used to be married to Jason Sudeikis. They have a they have a couple of children, right? Are there two children that they have?
Two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And there was when the Olivia Wilde, she left him for which singer?
I forget. Harry Styles is who the relationship she got into.
Right, but that's over, isn't it? Right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's gonzo. So, are they back together? That is, Jason and Olivia. Doesn't look like it, except in this circumstance where they had a big fight with their former nanny, which seems to be, when you really get down to brass tacks here and you understand what the story is all about and what the case is all about, it is just, it's mind-bogglingly amazing. All right, let's get to the root, to the heart and soul of it right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so this one was will they or won't they, can they or can't they, should they or shouldn't they. This nanny sued them for what?
The wrongful termination.
Termination. Yeah, when you're a nanny, you come and you go. There's no, what do you have? You think you get a contract?
Well, and then they say that she actually resigned, and also that all of the allegations that the nanny had wanted to be paid tax-free under the table, pretty much. And when they declined, then she says that they forced her out, or they're trying to force her to quit, and then they ended up firing her anyway. They said that when she requested to be paid under the table and they declined, that's when things got odd. that, and she ended up quitting, and she had threatened to air things to the media and say different things to the media, which she ended up doing anyway. She had said that Jason Sudeikis at one point allegedly threw his body in front of Olivia Wilde's car to prevent her from seeing Harry Styles. Who knows if that's true or not, that Olivia was basically an absent mother, and like just went off on all of these things, all of these tangents. And now the judge has dismissed the wrongful termination lawsuit. However, it's not done. It's moving into arbitration, which Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis had been pushing for since May anyway.
Now, one of the things about living in Los Angeles and being a celebrity, you can go, and this is in New York as well, and probably some other places. I don't notice it around here at all, frankly, where I live, and I don't know whether you do in Cleveland or not, but if you go, I remember any number of times taking my grandson Miles to the park to play, go to the playground, all these things, and there are a few mothers, but most of the people that are there are nannies who have children of wealthy folks who pay no attention to them, and even on a weekend, the parents seem to be paying no attention. I think that's part of the problem, the dislodged parent, if you will, the absent parent, and whether that was the case with these two or not, but they still, you know, you can have a nanny
even
though,
even at times when it got rough in their marriage, or not their marriage, I'm sorry, they were never fully married, but in the demise of the relationship, you still saw photos of them coming together for their children, always acting cordial when their children were around, still showing up to their children's events and sitting next to each other and laughing and definitely putting their children's best interest forward at all times. You can tell that they do that as parents.
Yeah. So this is somebody who has either a lawyer, there are lawyers buzzing around all the time with people like this in circumstances like this. So, you know, once again, I'm going to hold them partially responsible, the lawyers involved for this sort of thing. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, reading your pet's body language. You know, every animal has his or her own natural instinct to behavior. The way your dog holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears are all part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moods just by the way we act. Cracking our knuckles, scratching our head, shaking our leg, crossing our legs are all indications of our moods. You know, it's really important. I say this to everyone. If you have a dog or a cat, it doesn't make any difference. Watch their body language. They will tell you exactly what they're thinking just by watching them. For example, if the tail is between the dog's legs, that could be a sign that the dog is fearful or he's not feeling well. If the tail is wagging, does that always mean the dog is friendly? Not necessarily. You got to look at the rest of the body language at the same time. Body language is the way one dog communicates with another dog, and it's important for us as good pet guardians to take the time to understand what our pets are saying, because we can learn an awful lot by watching Fido and Fluffy. Oh, more next time.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Update. In the headlines, more grim news this hour out of Maui, where additional bodies have been found. As of this hour, 111 people recovered, more than 1,000 people still missing. San Diego prepping for bad weather over the weekend. Hilary churning right now off the coast of Mexico. It is expected to weaken a bit as it heads towards Southern California. New economic data out today.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Department of Labor says initial requests for unemployment benefits came in at 239,000 for the week ending August 12th, which is a decrease of 11,000 from the previous week. Inflation continues to be high. The Consumer Price Index measures the change in prices paid by U.S. consumers over time. Prices have grown 17% since 2020, with energy prices the most volatile. I'm Lance Pry.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Are you sure?
A commercial from back in the day, like antiperspirant or something.
Sure. 34 at the hour, Doug's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on Friday. What you need to know from our perspective, you may what is what you know and what we talk about, hopefully, are two different things, because I don't want to talk about stuff that you know all about anyway. I think that's really one of the biggest wastes of time. When people, but it's I suppose you can compare it, I do from time to time, when you hear As you know, our talk radio countdown show and the talk radio review, the hot hits in talk radio from Talkers Magazine's perspective, which we promote and publish every week at gooddayshow.com and at thetalkers.com. So I look at the list and we plan our approach and attack to some of these stories and the issues. And so when I get stuck on something, it's because I don't want to talk about it, because I don't know that it makes a difference. I want to make a difference here. I want clarification sometimes of things that we know a little bit about. And it can be lighthearted, it can be serious. For example, the last Peanuts comic strip appeared on this date in 2000. But apparently, because Apple acquired the rights to Peanuts a couple of years ago, they have released some specials. They call them the Sweet Snoopy specials. And there's one that comes out today. Snoopy presents one-of-a-kind Marcy with Charlie Brown, Peppermint Patty, Woodstock Snoopy. And the focus is on Marcy as she runs for the president of her class in school.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you can get a peek of that. You can go to Apple TV or Apple Plus, I think, or you just can put Snoopy in. Probably just put in Snoopy.
I realized that the comic strips were done because Snoopy
is still very prolific.
Right. There are Cedar Point in Ohio. Sandusky has Camp Snoopy for the kids, and then you have the Charlie Brown's Christmas, and then there's a Halloween special that's year after year after year.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cute, actually. All right, let's go to the the moldy, oldie, goody, goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. There's a picture online today of what a man may have looked like in the Stone Age, because scientists have taken the DNA of this Stone Age mummy and they have created, using artificial intelligence, what this person might have looked like. And it is not like you and me. I'll tell you that right now. It really is kind of eerie and kind of creepy, actually. I don't know which is creepier, that we can find out what these people look like or what they look like. Did you see
especially when you look at the bone structure from what's been found.
Yeah. I don't know. What's going to happen now? Think about this. So what happens in 600,000 years when they try to reconstruct us? This is from the Ice Age. This was discovered in the Alps, this mummified, whatever it is, body. I know it's not a body because there's no body to it. It's just bones, right? But apparently they've created, because you look at this, the beard and the hair, and then some other assumptions that were made once they've used artificial intelligence. This guy had dark skin and dark eyes and had male pattern baldness, right? So what do you think you're going to look like when somebody digs you up in 300,000 years, Jay?
Well, that won't be an option for them. I don't want to be buried.
Oh, you want to get cremated?
Yeah. Or we'll see what other options there are. Maybe turn me into a record, turn me into a diamond, give it to somebody.
Really? How are we going to turn you into a diamond? I'm curious to hear that.
Oh, they do those different things where I think that they cremation and then they press the ashes or whatever. It's actually a thing that's already out there where a lot of people, rather than carrying a dead loved one around in an urn or having it like on the fireplace or mantle or something like that, it's turned into some type of jewelry that they can actually carry with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's a very interesting idea. How much does it cost to get that done?
Oh, probably a lot of money.
Where do you go?
We'll have to search the internet. And it's not even something that you need to go to the dark web for. It's just there are different outlets that do it. But I think the record one is very cool because you can pick a song, pick a favorite song, and be pressed into a record, an actual functioning record.
I would do it to Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel by Tavares.
Oh, there you go.
That's going to happen to me, right? That's a good question. This week, more discoveries in outer space on the, I do at least once a week a rub over a NASA website and kind of got co-opted by what happened in Maui as far as what you could find online, because the stuff, the satellites, NASA satellite imagery of what happened in Hawaii kind of took over for a minute. But then you go back to the James Webb telescope, and what has been described, or they've named it Maisie's Galaxy. Astronomers knew that what they were looking at was old, but they weren't sure how old. Now, they have used artificial intelligence. Here we go, part two of this. Already, how many stories have we done this half hour? Two of them already are wrapped around artificial intelligence. They're determining by using that this galaxy that they now think they're looking at was, or is, being detected now some 390 million years before the universe, according to some scientists, was formed. So it is the, now, this whole business, and this is, I think we've dealt in, because of the questions presented by the Webb Space Telescope, the questioning of the Big Bang Theory and when the universe began, that's all up in smoke.
Oh, yeah, and there's a new theory that the beginning of the Big Bang and the beginning of ours was the end of a previous.
Yeah, there was another one before. It's gone on forever. Can you even imagine, can you wrap your brain around this? It is spectroscopically difficult, or had been prior to this, according to the author of this study detailing the findings of what's in the space telescope's purview. And so it takes your breath away. It literally takes mine away looking at this stuff. And because the color is red, they know something about the color sort of helps them to decide when or how it happened in the universe. And what the theory is now, because the universe is ever expanding, it is planets like ours, solar systems like ours, galaxies like ours, are being formed all the time and being destroyed. Again, remember, there's no time anywhere but here. There's no time in the universe. It just, stuff happens. And so we try to put a handle on it so that we can understand it. But you really, I don't think you can understand it. I get it. That doesn't mean I understand it. It just so fascinates me that there's so much more to life than some of the drivel that we wrap ourselves in every day. Right?
Yeah.
It's drivel. It is. All this stuff. Humanity has created drivel. And we live with it. Meanwhile, speaking of drivel, there are 14 states starting today that have sales tax holidays because it's back to school shopping season. Hooray! Come get your new whatever. What do people buy? They buy clothing for the most part,
yeah,
right? Or what
clothes,
else?
You can get school supplies, different things like that, odds and ends. And I believe most states have them. It's just at different times. Like in the South, I want to say it's the end of July, the last week of July, first week of August, maybe.
Is it?
Ohio was just last week or the week before. I have no concept of China.
Mine here in Framingham is this weekend, Massachusetts this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I think there are some rules and stipulations. Like, you can't, if you're buying clothes, you can't, the clothing item has to be below a certain price.
Right. You can't buy a new car and expect to get a sales tax.
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm buying my kid a new car for school. Come on.
Yeah. Or go get, like, top designer clothing and say, like, hey, it's sales tax eligible. No.
Who? That's one of my hot button things. Who among us, I forget whether I ever asked you this or not, whether you had a car when you went to school. As soon as you turned 16,
like a driver? Not a car. I hired a car. Yeah. A driver came and got me.
If you had a car, if you were given a car or you were working and you bought a car when you first got your license.
Oh, yeah, when I turned 16. Mm-hmm.
You did?
I did.
Mm. Wow. Jennifer and I had a huge argument one day about this because she got a car. I just think that it's too soon. You're not ready. I even think 16 is too soon these days to get a license. Most of the reason that they chose 16 goes back to our agricultural roots when kids had learned to drive on the farm, and by the time they were 16, they were ready to drive on the road. I think most children at the age of 16, 17 today haven't got a clue.
Well, they have
no
a lot
business
of,
being on the road.
Some adults don't either.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. I have noticed
that doesn't make it
right. Lot of different changes in some of the rules. Like back when I got my license, I think that I was allowed to have, by law, I was allowed to have one passenger in the front seat, one passenger in the back seat or something like that. But now if you are 16, I think until you're 17 or maybe 18, you have to have an adult or a guardian or actually just not even a guardian, just an adult in the car with you if you're going to have more than one passenger. Otherwise, you're only allowed to have one passenger. And they do some of those more, like, rules and stipulations. But what I find interesting is that just to get your license, what all of the hoops and different things you have to go through and the classes, it's not all the same state by state. So for Ohio, you have to do a certain amount of in-class sessions, in-car sessions with a parent or guardian, in-car sessions with an actual licensed, like, teacher, driver person. And then in Tennessee, you just had to, I think you had to do in-class, but you didn't have to do in-car. And you only had to do a certain amount of hours with your parent or guardian, and half the time the parents or guardians didn't even do them. They just signed off on it. And it was like, as long as you pass the test, there you go. It's not mandatory to do all of these additional things. But I also think it depends on the 16-year-old themselves. Some are more responsible.
Yeah, but then how do you arbitrate that? You're a more responsible teenager, so you can get your license. How do you determine that?
Well, That's one of those things that's not for anybody else to determine. It's up to the families. If they feel comfortable getting their child a car because they think their child can handle it, then that's their choice. Some parents they either can't afford to get their child their own car or they let their child borrow their car. And some are like, absolutely not. You just because you have your license, I don't believe that you are able to do this. And it's just, it's a family choice, I guess.
Do you know what a Ferguson 30 is?
A Ferguson 30?
Yeah.
No.
All right. There should be a prize. I should figure out a prize for somebody. Ferguson 30 is a tractor. I learned how to drive on a Ferguson 30 when I was somewhere between 8 and 9 years of age. So how many people?
And some people would say that's inappropriate.
It was great. Made me a great driver, frankly. All right. Lots of food for thought. Thank you. 48 after. Good day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Doing something else with our asset here, which is a great radio program, great signals on great radio stations around the country. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's Food, Farm, and Family Time, something you won't find on other national programs, but certainly what's more important than what you eat, or things that concern you about what you eat, where the food comes from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we start our episode today, Jay, with a recall. Ah, yes, the daily recall. This is a list of lettuce products that have deer poop in them. Ah, yum!
It's like the list keeps growing. I feel like over the last few months, a couple of months, we have had a lettuce here because of animal feces. We've had a lettuce there because of animal feces. Mm-hmm. Now there's just like a whole compiled, complete list.
Deer poop has salmonella in it often, or E. coli, or Listeria, or all three of them.
And other bacteria. Deer poop. You don't want to eat it.
As well. Your dog probably wants to eat it, but that doesn't mean it's good. And I don't mean to necessarily scare you, but sometimes this stuff has led to mad cow disease when cows have gotten a hold of this stuff, because cows eat, in essence, everything that's green, and they eat. I feed my cows things from the garden that I'm not eating, spinach, beets, right? We have cabbage, and that causes lettuce, those sorts of things. That's what's good for cows. And not saying that you're eating like a cow, but romaine lettuce. Hello, we all like romaine lettuce, right? And then there are these blends that get into, they process the stuff, supposedly clean it, but they don't really, and they package it. So You know, the promotion, you can see it. Get your fresh produce here. It's not fresh at all. It's wrapped up in plastic. Fresh produce is what's just been picked. You go to your farm. Hopefully you have a nearby produce farm. And you get your lettuce or whatever it is that you want this time of year. Corn, beets, there are all kinds of salad products around. So at any rate, this has been so Fresh Creative Foods Caesar Salad Kit. Has been recalled. This is mostly in the Midwest and the Mid-South they have them. But as you were suggesting back in July, romaine lettuce up in Minneapolis was recalled, and lettuce mixes. So, again, I've said the same. What are we? Do I sound like a broken record? It's the same thing. And people still do it because it's convenient. Okay, Taylor Swift in the food news today. She's a hero to food banks. Each stop of her tour, I think we actually, I acknowledged this before, this thing's become such a massive hit. And to add to that, the impact, I mean, think about the money that she's making, what that's doing to the impact of our economy. But everywhere she goes, she makes huge donations to food banks, which of course allow them to feed hundreds of thousands of people all around the country. What a fabulous thing. So she presented a check to the Arizona Food Bank Network, where she started, which was enough to fill tractor trailers with 40,000 pounds of fresh food, and certainly benefited programs for children who often just rely on meals in school.
Mm-hmm.
We found that out during COVID, right? How many people got their
A lot of times that was the only meal that they could truly count on.
Yeah. So homelessness is a big problem, and so she really has done, I have a lot of respect for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of different ways.
She and makes I think a lot of money. She brings in a lot of money, but she also gives a lot of it away. She spreads it around, exactly. And she's not typically the one that talks about any of this. It's other people that are talking about it.
Yeah, that's good. I think I have more appreciation for her. I've always thought that people who give their money, I gave $1 million, somebody announced, you know, the celebrity, well, I just gave Oprah, for example, big on that. She's always telling everybody how much she does for everybody. Leave it to other people.
Well, I think sometimes it's not just to boast on themselves, but it's to help bring attention and awareness of like, hey, I'm donating to this, you should too. And they can do that, just maybe don't say the price tag that you included with it.
Yeah. All right, here's something from New Jersey. This term shutter, where did this come into our vocabulary? It's a ridiculous word. It's a stupid term. I don't even know how it started. That's not the story here. We're going to talk about some more Boston Market restaurants in New Jersey that have closed down because they can't pay their wages. Boston Market has closed here in Massachusetts. Many of the stores around other states. In New Jersey, they owe $600,000 in back wages to hundreds of employees, so the State Department of Labor just closed them all down. I don't know. Does that fix the problem? Those people, if you close the store, like sending somebody to debtor's prison. You put them, how are they going to pay the bill? How are they going to pay them back and close the restaurants? But what does that do? I don't get that at all. All right. I got that info off of my chest and into your ear. Breaking news here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.